40. It was shocking to Caro that after the FBI's shattering revelations, life at the compound went on as before. In theory, only 6 people knew about alternate mayhem: Julian, Aiden, Weigert, Watkins, Caro, and Trevor. But Julian's techs were all wizards at digital investigation. There were several romantic relationships among techs and nurses, and Caro overheard Ivan Kyvan make a joking comment in the refectory. "Well, even if the Fibbies do decide to believe us, they don't have jurisdiction over alleged crimes committed in an alleged universe." Not funny, and no one laughed. Julian hauled Ivan away and gave him hell. Weigert spent his time either in his room or in multiverse sessions in Wing 3. Caro and Trevor performed more surgeries. She studied an electronic copy of George's book, spent every night with Trevor, and worked with Barbara on fresh mapping data. Every few days she visited Ellen, usually to find her, Lorraine, and Kayla together. Ellen's nurse had been dismissed. Lorraine made Ellen take walks, play board games with Kayla, pet Fluffy. Lorraine's efforts were only semi-successful. Ellen improved but remained fragile, focused almost solely on seeing Angelica the way you promised me. To Caro, accustomed to snow in March, summer came shockingly early to Cayman Brac. Even at night, the air stayed hot and humid, disrupted only by the occasional, spectacular afternoon thunderstorm crackling and booming. People checked hurricane warnings every day. When the trade winds blew, a welcome, brisk breeze smelled of the sea. Everything not already in flower produced blooms with hectic speed, in preternaturally bright colors. Insects hummed and droned. "All right," Lyle Luskin finally said after examining Ellen. "I don't think there's anything to be gained by waiting longer. Mrs. Kemp can be implanted." The OR, like all ORs, was cold. The nurse wheeled in Ellen. Molly administered anesthetic, and Ellen's eyes closed. Trevor cut through her skin, peeled it back, and was handed the bone saw. Another surgery, like so many before. But this was Ellen. Every move that Trevor made tautened Caro's nerves another notch until they felt ready to snap. If he found something unexpected in the brain, if he made a mistake cutting. But of course, he did not. Ellen woke on schedule in recovery. "Ellen, do you know where you are?"
"Caro, hospital. Hurts."
"I'm starting the morphine drip. Just answer a few questions for me. How many fingers am I holding up?"
"2. Angelica?"
"In a few days. Remember, I told you that first you have to heal from surgery."
"Yes."
Ellen's eyelids fluttered, closed, opened again. A faint, woozy, in pain smile. Caro had seen that smile on other patients. Relief that the surgery was over, that they'd survived it, that a physical problem had been solved. But Ellen did not have a physical problem. She had a vision, a hope, and Caro had given it to her. "It will be fine," Molly said as she hooked up Ellen's morphine drip. "The multiverse session won't fail her."
"How can you know that?" Caro said.
Molly wasn't even implanted.
"I just know it," Molly said, uncharacteristically gentle.
Caro didn't push it. Molly was trying to reassure a friend. But Caro didn't know what she would do if the reality did not live up to whatever images Ellen had already created from longing and loss. 5 days later, Ellen had her session in Wing 3. She had been quiet and docile during her stay in the hospital, touching the titanium box on her head through her paper hat, eating and walking and doing physical therapy as she was instructed, a model patient, but still not Ellen. She had lost a lot of weight. Her tall body, always so solid, had thinned so much that her shirt flapped loosely around her breasts. Her jeans were held up with a belt loaned by one of the nurses. She lay on the cot while Julian explained what was going to happen.
"I know," Ellen said. "Caro told me. I'm ready." Julian removed the cover of the connector box and hooked the leads to her skull. Caro pulled her chair closer to her sister. Behind her stood Trevor, George, and Molly, but Caro was scarcely aware of them, not even of Trevor. Ellen's face went blank. Caro made an inarticulate sound and leaned forward in her chair. She had seen this so many times, but this was Ellen. To see her sister in the not-alive, not-dead state, a Schrödinger experiment, disturbed Caro more than she'd expected. The screen beside the cot brightened. The image of Ellen rose eagerly from the cot, lead wires gone. She rushed to the door and opened it. The Wing 3 courtyard lay beyond, just as Caro had seen it 20 minutes ago, drenched with rain. Except that now, a toddler squatted on dry grass, trying to shove thick plastic shapes, squares and circles and triangles, through their corresponding holes in the wide lid of a red plastic box. A sentence from her intense study of George's book came to Caro. Brain dynamics, at the quantum level, allows all parts of consciousness to be simultaneously connected. Sensory input, memory, imagination, processing algorithms. Angelica looked up, saw her mother. Her little face broke into a rosy smile. She stood up on chubby legs in miniature denim shorts and rushed toward Ellen. Ellen snatched up her daughter, her living, healthy daughter, and hugged her so tightly that Angelica squirmed. Tears coursed down Ellen's thin cheeks. What would happen if we could change the algorithms that collapse the quantum waves in the brain? Angelica squirmed harder. Ellen set her down on the grass. Angelica grabbed her mother's hand, tugged her to the plastic pail, and plopped herself down on her diaper-padded bottom. Ellen knelt beside her, and Angelica handed her mother a green plastic circle. You are the observer. You create the universe every day, every hour, every nanosecond. Everything that can exist will exist somewhere, including your beloved dead. They can once again be alive, walking around, solid as the chair you sit in now, solid as this book you hold in your hand. Ellen pretended to put the green circle into a square hole. Angelica scowled, grabbed the plastic shape from Ellen's hand, and showed her how to do it right. Mother and daughter put in all the rest of the shapes, took the lid off the box, and dumped out the shapes. Angelica picked up one and ran away with it, squealing happily. And Ellen did what she had never been able to do in this universe, chased her baby in a game of tag. Kayla appeared from nowhere and joined the joyous running. Playing with her children, Ellen looked weightless, as if she skimmed over the grass without her feet ever, not even once, touching the ground. Caro left her chair and slipped from the room. George, finally smiling, didn't even notice her walk past him. Trevor made a move to follow, but Caro waved him off. She needed a minute without even him. Delusion or reality? And Caro was no longer sure what that word even meant. The session had brought Ellen comfort, had brought Ellen back to herself, and had made all Caro's choices and compromises and uncertainties worth it.